This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of course, you can dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. However, if you call on Skype, you won't be able to talk to our special guest that we're going to start the show out with here tonight. I'll introduce him here in a moment because he's going to be on Skype and conferencing Skype calls. It's a little weird. So anyway, with you in the studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
And so lots of news to come here tonight, including a story out of Idaho about a man who has been ticketed for plowing the streets. And Daryl's got that story.
Specifically his street.
All right, we'll get into that coming up here in a little bit. And, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome, and our number is 855-450-FREE. Also, once again, Food Not Bombs activists in Florida have been arrested for feeding hungry people, this time in Tampa. It previously had been going down in Orlando a few years ago. Now Tampa police are cracking down on the feeding of the homeless, so I definitely want to talk about that tonight.
Plus, since it's Sunday, we do have the Free Talk Live book club where
we discuss
Chapter 10 of Economics in One Lesson.
Yeah, so all that's on tap here tonight. We're going to start out with Anthony DiOrio, who is normally up in Toronto, but he's at this time of year apparently down in sunny Sarasota, Florida, which is where I'm from originally. Anthony, you are the creator, for longtime listeners of the show, they know you're the creator of the Jax wallet, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. That is the official Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency wallet. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back on.
Sure. So you were actually going to respond, I guess, to some of the, I guess, some concerns that some of our listeners have had surrounding the Jax wallet. They had posted on our AMP forum, and you figured it'd be best to just come on the air and talk about what's going on with Jax. Some people have said that it's just, you know, maybe a little bit slow for them. And did you want to address that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's part of what I wanted to come on for. You reached out to me yesterday and said there were some messages about that, and I went onto the AMP channel, and I think I pretty much cleared everything up. And then I thought it'd be just a good idea to give an update on what our path is. Let the people that are using the wallet understand a little bit more about what we're trying to accomplish, what are the complexities and the things that we're doing, the ground that we really are breaking, being a multi-token wallet that's available on multiple devices, that's dealing with experimental technology, which are blockchain, which are changing every day. So just thought I'd come in and just talk a little more about our path and maybe a little, get some understanding as to why things work the certain way that they do with the wallet. And, of course, try to do it in a way that's going to be easy for your listeners to understand.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, we're talking about Bitcoin, which is the incredible cryptocurrency that has taken the world by storm. It just had its 8th birthday just a few days ago, and it is the number one by far cryptocurrency in the world. It was the first to market. But there are some other ones out there, and that's one of the things that I really love about Jax, is that it is a multi-currency wallet in that you can hold different cryptocurrencies in Jax. Can you rattle off the current list? Because I've lost track. There's so many of them now.
Yeah, and it depends which device you're on, because with their Apple devices, there's been some that aren't approved for the App Store. So,
has it been more than one? Because I remember they pulled Dash from the app on the Apple Store. That is the currency, a cryptocurrency called Dash. Have there been more since then that Apple has said no to?
Yeah, well, so we were the first to put Dash on the App Store. We got it approved, and then, you know, a few days later, the message is that we had to take it down. And it's not that some of the other ones haven't been it's only Dash. It's that they have a list of a few that they have approved. And until someone tries to put other ones on, you don't know whether or not they will approve them or not. So it's a little tricky for us because we want to keep adding more and more, but we have to then, when we launch it, and see if it gets approved or not, see if they reject it, because they haven't come clear with any information as to why Dash isn't accepted. So it really doesn't make any sense for us. So with Apple, we don't have Dash on there. There's also a couple others we don't have, because what we were noticing was, as we were adding more and more tokens, the complexities and the amount of work that was passed off to the phone to to do was starting to slow it down as we were adding more and more tokens.
Ooh,
and it was especially happening with the iOS devices.
Yikes. All right.
Yeah. So, not an issue. What we did is we put a freeze on adding more tokens, especially onto the iOS device. So that's why not only is Dash not there, but there's also some of the ones that we'd added over the last couple months that aren't on Apple yet. Because what we've spent our time doing the last 2 months is completely doing an architecture overhaul to be able to, as we're adding more and more tokens, to ensure that the efficiency, the speed, and user experience is going to continue to be, is going to be smooth. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you an example. My phone, I've got a newer phone. I got a Google Pixel. Works flawlessly, no issues. But if you have an older device, like maybe a year or 2 years old, because the keys are stored on your device, and that means that they don't leave your device, they're generated, created there, they stay there, it means that there's some extra work that we have to do with the device. It has to do some extra work that usually can get passed off to servers or get passed off to other things. But because of that philosophy we have of if you don't own the keys, you don't own your money or you don't have control of your money, mm-hmm. it does get the phone to do a little more work. And as the older the phone is, the slower it's going to be, especially when you're dealing with multiple blockchains.
So that's one of the differences. Just like to stop you there for a moment. That's one of the differences between the Jax wallet and some of the other wallets out there. Like, for instance, if I've got a Jax wallet, you don't necessarily know that I have it. You don't know what my wallet address is, right? Isn't Jax more of a kind of privacy-oriented wallet as opposed to, let's say, some of the others out there where you have to give them an email or a password in order
to... Well, some of them you don't have to give an email or password, mm-hmm. but if you want to be able to back up and restore, then you do.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how we've never collected user information. So we don't know how many installs we've had of certain versions of our app. We don't know who's using it. We don't know the amount of transaction volumes. We know nothing. That's really been the privacy aspect of what we've always tried to do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, and in the future, we have realized, though, that it is valuable to be using some of this data anonymously, which is what we're probably going to do more in the future, and able to provide a better user experience. But we still have to weigh that with the privacy thing, and that's the paramount thing for us is making sure that privacy is ensured, making sure you're in full control of your keys, making sure our code is open and visible and people can see that exactly what it's doing if you want to dig into the code. So those are the things that we've always gone by of, and that's been great for us, but it also leads to other complications when you take that approach.
Now, I'm looking at the app, or I was about 10 seconds ago. I had just closed it and trying to reopen it. And I know that you can, you know, hide certain currencies. So, like, I don't want anything to do with Ethereum, and I don't even want to see that wallet. So I can hide that. So I'm showing Bitcoin and Dash. And I wasn't seeing a way to adjust to see what other currencies. So is that something that is standard, or was I just having a glitch?
Do you mean to add other currencies if you want to see them?
Yes.
Yes. So if you go into the menu, which is the hamburger menu on the right.
Okay, I see that now. I did not see that when I had the app pulled open just a minute ago.
What you could do is in the menu there, you can hide the ones you don't want to see, and you could also sort them in the order of preference as well, so you can put them in the order that you want.
Yep.
And that makes it, because we were finding, you know, exactly what you were saying there, Daryl, is when if you're a Bitcoin user and you don't care about Ethereum and you just want to see Bitcoin, you shouldn't be forced to see the Ethereum there as well.
Right.
So
I see that Zcash is on here now. Very
Zcash
happy about that.
That's
right?
One of the newest ones that you've added in there. And I know that Monero, which is a very popular anonymous cryptocurrency, some of our listeners are huge fans of Monero, and they've been waiting eagerly for Jax to introduce Monero as its newest currency. Because as I understand it right now, the Monero currency doesn't even have its own GUI for a computer. I mean, this will be like a really big deal when this Monero wallet comes
GUI
out.
GUI being the graphical user interface.
Yeah, so this is where I want to really stress and kind of give my whole team props, because we were the first Ethereum wallet. You know, we were the first Ethereum Classic. We are the only Zcash wallet.
Oh, wow.
We've got another technology called Rootstock that's emerging to help out support Bitcoin. We're the test wallet for that. And then Monero has been just the most complex thing, because Monero is a completely different animal than Bitcoin,
right.
Ethereum. It's its own code from scratch. and which means that there's no tools that have been developed for it yet. So we had to start from scratch.
Oh,
we've
wow.
gone and broken ground where not even the Monero team has been able has put the tools together for people to develop on it. So that's what we've been structuring, we've been building, and maybe after the break we'll talk a bit
yeah,
more about
it. Yeah, hang on, Anthony. I know that you also said you're willing to field phone calls, so anybody that's got questions for the boss man behind Jax, he's with us here. Anthony DiOrio calling us from his second home, or I don't know how many homes he's got, but he's got at least two, because he lives in Toronto and now just got a place in Sarasota, Florida. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts,
even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Although questions right now should be directed toward our special guest, Anthony DiOrio. He is the man behind Jax, or one of the people. He's one of the primary folks behind the Jax wallet, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, which you can download, by the way, we haven't mentioned this, at jax.io. It's JAXX.io. And one of the things that's I think makes Jax one of the best wallets out there, and certainly a very unique wallet, is that it is cross-platform. So in addition to it holding multiple currencies, including Bitcoin and several other cryptocurrencies that are also very popular, it also is cross-platform, meaning that you can have it on your smartphone, you can have it on a tablet, you can have it on a Windows, a Mac, or a Linux-based computer. It's even available as browser plugins for Chrome as well as Firefox. So you can have access to your Bitcoin and your other cryptocurrencies pretty much anywhere you are with the Jax wallet. So go to jax.io. It is the official wallet of Free Talk Live. And we're talking with Anthony DiOrio. If you've got a question for him, he's willing to field phone calls. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He's on via Skype from Florida tonight. Anthony, thanks for staying with us here.
For sure.
So let's see. Where were we? I know that we're kind of covering some of the features in the future.
You had asked about Monero. He was explaining the difficulties there.
Yeah, talk a bit more about Monero. So
sure. Yeah, you guys had to recode a bunch of stuff from scratch and basically cover new ground because Monero is not like Bitcoin. It's completely different. It was itself built from scratch, unlike most of the other cryptocurrencies, which are sort of copies and slight modifications to the Bitcoin software. But Monero is totally different, and so you guys had really nothing to go on except for whatever their original code was for Monero, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. We classify coins into three different segments. You've got Bitcoin ones, which are like the Litecoins, the Doge coins, all the ones that are basically a Bitcoin clone that took the original Bitcoin code, made a few tweaks to it, and then released it. So there's tools out for some of that stuff. And then you have Ethereum, which has a number of tokens built on top of it. You've got Augur, you've got a bunch of other ones, which are tokens on top of Ethereum. So that's the second one. And then Monero we classify in the third category, which is like a whole new thing. So we've literally spent months of work trying to get the Monero wallet going, and
just
about a week and a half ago, we did our first transactions on Jax, so it's working, but it's being meshed now with the new architecture that we're putting in place in order to make sure that once we put Monero in and Dogecoin, we got Dogecoin coming as well, that it's not going to slow things down as we're adding more and more tokens. So that's what's actually what we're doing right now is Monero's done, and it's about putting it in the new architecture that separates the different tokens even more so that if you don't want Ethereum, initially you could hide Ethereum, but it would still be downloading everything for Ethereum. Now, if you just want one, let's say you just want Bitcoin, you can segregate it so that it doesn't do anything with the other tokens. So it's not taking any resources of your phone or any of your devices to do any of the other blockchains. And that's what's going to make it much more efficient and offer a much better experience for users.
Good.
And also, I want to mention another key factor of Jax is the ability to shift between all the coins as well. So you can actually trade and exchange between all the different ones right inside of Jax
because
using
Shapeshift.
Right. Exactly.
So once you wind up getting Monero implemented, because Monero is basically like one of the first big crypto note currencies, how easy would it be for you to then install other crypto note currencies like Bitcoin?
Good question.
Crypto note currency. Sorry, I'm not getting what that is.
Crypto note is the coding that Monero is built on top of.
That's what we've been told, at least. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that myself. All I know it's like I don't know if there's others that are similar to Monero. Maybe there are.
Yeah,
I'm not personally aware of other ones that are built on that particular platform.
Yeah, so CryptoNote
I'm aware of.
Has released their coding to where people can wind up fairly easily making their own currencies. So Bitcoin, which is BIP.
Oh, Bitcoin. I thought you had said Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's one of the problems.
BIP, run by Michael Dean of the Freedom Fiend, or at least he was the creator, the
visionary,
that's his brainchild. So, you know, they're doing the thing for .bip to where, you know, it's going to be a
they want to do the decentralized DNS. They want to do they want to do it right compared to what the old Namecoin did, which was trying to do that but never really implemented it in an easy to use way. So that's what he's looking
at. Yeah, and maybe you can explain why Monero is different and why people are so excited about Monero. Is Monero has it's adding the extra privacy so that you can't see transactions.
Right.
Okay, so you need a separate key in order to see the transactions for a particular account. And that's the main difference. You know, with Bitcoin, you can see all the transactions if you have the address. And that's why people say it's pseudonymous, is because, you know, you don't know necessarily who's behind the keys and who's behind the transactions, but you still get to see all the transactions. With Monero, it has a separate key. And that's where the difference kind of comes in, is you need that key in order to see the transactions. So in order for us to get balances and see the transaction histories, that key is needed. And that's where the complexities came in, is how does things get put in place where the general public don't have that view key, but we still need to see that view key in order for you to be able to see your transactions and your balances and things. So that's where the added complexity came in, with a separate key that is needed in order for us to facilitate the standard things that you need in a wallet, which is how do you get a balance for an account and how do you see the transaction histories for a particular account. And that's really where the complexities were.
Well, I'm excited to hear that the Jax wallet's being rebuilt and restructured to where it'll be even more efficient and faster than before. There's not a lot of critiques for the Jax wallet. It's a beautiful-looking wallet. It's easy to use. It's got the multiple currencies. It's got the cross-platform support. It really is a killer wallet. The only thing I've ever heard from... And it's free. The only thing I've ever heard was it's too slow, and I'm glad that you guys are addressing that. So thank you.
That's been a major, major push for us the last couple of months. That and Monero have been the two things that have been keeping us really busy, and the whole thing will come together with a 1.2 release of Jax, which is slated for the next couple of weeks.
Okay, coming soon. Anything else you want to add in about the Jax wallet and what's coming maybe on the distant horizon?
Sure. So the overall plan for Jax is to become the interface for blockchain. That's what we feel is really missing in the blockchain space, is a way for the communities to have one application that kind of rallies together and supports all the different blockchains and brings a user experience similar to like the browser did for the internet. So before the browser came about, there's a lot of stuff for developers, a lot of command line stuff, and then as soon as the browser emerged, people could say, oh, now I understand that it's really just a source to see data that's collected, and then people like my dad, the masses, can actually use the technology. That's what we're bringing. We develop products for the masses. We develop products so that my dad can actually use something. If he wants to store his Bitcoin, he doesn't have to download the whole blockchain. He doesn't download parts of the blockchain even. He can actually have an interface and have a very easy way to be in full control of his keys, knows what's going on, and interact between different blockchains, and really have that user interface and experience very similar to what the browser did for the internet.
Yeah, and right now, you know, we're just barely scratching the surface on what that means. I mean, you touch on it in some of the, you know, the things we say when we are advertising Jax, that, you know, you want to give people control over their digital life in coins. You're doing that now. But then contracts and identity.
Identity, contracts, messaging, all done in a private way where you own the keys. There's no centralized servers, which is storing all the information. You own the keys. Nobody can take them from you. No one can go into your bank account and take your money from you. Your identity is yours. You own it, taking it away from the way the government does things with their identity system.
Yeah, it's a much bigger vision. It's a much bigger vision than just you can hold some Bitcoin and some other cryptocurrency. So I'm really cool. I'm glad you have that, too. I think it's a big picture. It's a big idea for the future of Jax. And we'll, of course, continue to inform our listeners about it. Anthony, thanks for calling in tonight from sunny Florida.
Thanks for having me on again.
I appreciate it. Yep. Anthony DiOrio from Jax.io. You can grab it at the Apple or Google app stores as well.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited here to join us. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's our number. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, the illegal plow guy out of Idaho. We'll get that story from Daryl, and also we got to get into economics in one lesson. I lucked out. Chapter 10 turned out to be very short. I realized yesterday that I had not yet read any of Chapter 10, and pulled the book down from the shelf in the LRN bathroom and realized it was only 2 pages long. So I was able to finish it in time for the show tonight. We're going to get into all that coming up here in moments. But I want to welcome our brand newest Sunday night radio affiliates. We've got WNIX on board, and they've got an FM translator and an AM station in Greenville, Mississippi. And in addition to WNIX, we're also welcoming KLKS-FM in Brainerd, Minnesota, and Pequot Lakes. So welcome aboard to all of those new listeners out there. You started hearing Free Talk Live a week ago, I think, and so you might have realized that we're a little different than your typical talk radio show.
Plus, there's a couple of stations that I believe we're starting this weekend
That's right. We will welcome next weekend. Exactly. So if you're new to the show, yeah, this show is different. We are open phones, which means that if there's something on your mind, if there's something that you've been wanting to talk about and have a larger audience than, let's say, your Facebook feed or your Twitter, then you can call in here and you can bring up whatever you want. We'll discuss it with you. Our toll-free number is here for you. It's 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype in at Skype username LRN.FM. So welcome aboard to those new stations. And if you like that this show's on over 160 radio stations around the country, if you want us to be on 200, 300, 400 stations, it's possible. There are hundreds of stations in the United States, hundreds of talk stations. The biggest talk shows are on like 500, 600. So we can get there. We need to do it with your help, though. So if you can, please take a moment to go to the AMP page. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month into the show with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard or Bitcoin right there on our website at amp.freetalklive.com, and you will get access to perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, which is where there's some of that conversation with Anthony DiOrio going on. So if you've got some more questions for him and you didn't get him in tonight, if you're on the AMP-only group, he's in there, and he's more than happy to talk to you there. So there's that. And then other perks that are available to amplifiers like the AMP Only podcast. So go and get signed up. It's $5 a month. It makes a big difference for us. And I can tell you right now it's more important than ever. We actually dipped below the $3,000 per month mark for the first time in quite a while. So, yeah, it's like right at the end of the year, people's subscriptions can expire. Credit cards can expire. Some people reassess their finances and decide, I just can't afford this anymore. So we've dipped down. Don't expect other people to do it for you. Please, if you like the show and you appreciate what we're doing, go to amp.freetalklive.com. It really helps us market this show to more stations. That's AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. So the plow guy, an illegal plow guy, not meaning that he's not from another country, but what happened?
So Pocatello, Idaho. Whenever it snows, Mitch Fisher is ready to help out his neighbors, whether it's clearing the sidewalks or trying to clear the streets. When the area was hit with a storm around Christmas, he was out in the street with his ATV. He says, I take care of the neighbors. They're elderly. I like to help them out.
Oh, that's nice.
On Wednesday, however, Pocatello police officers cited Fisher for an infraction, and this is the part that I did not tell you, Ian, because I want your honest reaction on the title of this infraction, placing or depositing material on a public right-of-way.
Okay. It sounds like you could get that ticket for letting your dog do his business on the sidewalk or something like that.
Well, that's why you're supposed to pick it up. They've got the signs, you know, like pick up after your dog.
That's what it's, and when I hear that, that's what I think of as far as like maybe that's why it was written.
Carries a cost of more than $200. And I hate the way they use the word cost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's your ticket. It will cost you. No, the fine is $200.
So let me see if I've got this straight. He used his ATV with a plow on it.
Yes.
To clear out some of the the streets or whatever of snow in order to help his elderly neighbors.
Correct.
Presumably, he then moved that snow to a sidewalk or someplace that was not directly in the street. And that's what they're saying was the placing of the thing on the, what was it, government?
Public right-of-way.
Public right-of-way.
He says he was baffled.
So that's like the little strip, right? The right-of-way can include, the right-of-way is big, right? Like, it includes from the middle of the road, I think, at least here in New Hampshire, I believe it's like 30 feet from the center of a two-lane road or something.
Some amount of feet from the center of the road. He says he was baffled. He told local media, I tried to talk the officer out of it and tell him what I was doing, that I was trying to get the snow out of the street because the street hasn't been plowed since the beginning of the snow season. Mm. Of course, he was just doing his job and wrote the citation and went on his way. Chapter 9 of Pocatello's city code states it is unlawful for any person to deposit, place, or allow to remain in or upon any public right-of-way any material or substance injurious to persons or property. In this case, In this case, the public right-of-way was the street. He was plowing the snow off of the street, but was cited for putting things on the public right-of-way.
Well, he was putting things on the sidewalk area, or wherever it was he was plowing it to. It
wasn't even the sidewalk.
Okay.
Let me tell you, he said that he argued he wasn't moving the snow into the street, but that he was doing the opposite. He moved the snow into a pile next to his curb. So he was clearing
it. Still the right-of-way.
Completely out of the front of the neighbors' houses so that none of the neighbors had to shovel out their driveway.
Right.
He was putting it all in front
of his property.
House.
But that's still the right-of-way, and so they're going to claim that you're not allowed to put it there. But the thing that I found interesting in that statute or ordinance was that it had to be dangerous. Can you read that part about it again?
Because any frozen material or substance that is injurious or to person or property.
Right. So if you put down some razor blades on the right-of-way, that would definitely seem to qualify because some children could step on them. But, you know, to say that snow is injurious to persons or
could
property.
Could flip on it.
Yeah, but it was already there. That's the thing. Like, you know, he didn't add any snow that wasn't already there with the intention of getting people to slip. This, I would say that he's got a good case, even the way this this ordinance is written.
I think he does. Yeah. Again, he says that I didn't want it in front of my neighbor's houses because then they can't park. I don't care if it's in front of mine.
This guy has got to go to trial. Now, unfortunately, I don't know what the rules are in Idaho. I know that here in New Hampshire, for a town ordinance violation, you cannot get a jury trial. But this is perfect for a jury trial. I mean, if you could actually get a jury to look at this case, there'd be no way. I mean, it would be so outrageous if a jury convicted this guy.
Did you guys see the story out of Michigan about the guy who got a ticket for warming up his car?
Oh, that happens in places, yeah. It's illegal in a lot of places.
Yeah, there are a lot of places to where you cannot have an unattended vehicle that is running.
That's what happened to him. And so he put up, he was upset about it and wrote something on Facebook about it, said we live in Michigan where we all warm up our cars.
Yeah.
It was in his driveway, warmed up his car, and when he went back into his house, when he came back out, there was a ticket on his car for
ridiculous
for a car that was going well, unattended, and I put it on Facebook and named the police officer some kind of an epithet, and the police chief said, you know, I can understand he's upset, but he's calling my officer's names. He can drop dead.
Wow. Wow. Despite the hefty tag of the citation, Fisher says he doesn't plan on stopping.
Good.
He does plan on contesting the ticket, hoping to show that he was not violating the city code.
The outlaw plow guy. I love it. I hope that we get more updates on this dude, because that is an amazing story, and we'll continue. Maybe you've got thoughts you want to share. I mean, does anybody out there support him being targeted for this? I mean, who could possibly take the side of code enforcement or the police in this case? 855-450-FREE. Join us here.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil.
Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. We're talking about a ridiculous incident with the police in Pocatello, Idaho, where a man was plowing his neighbor's driveways and plowing the streets. He said the streets apparently had not been plowed at all so far in the cold season up there. Now, I don't know how many snowfalls they've had in Pocatello, but...
Well, I know how many they've had in Montana because I've got family in Hardin where we're actually on.
That's right.
And talked to my grandmother yesterday. She said that since the first snow fell, they've had 60 inches.
How the hell? I mean, they must have had some snowfall in Pocatello then. I mean, somewhat, yes. Somewhat similar region at least. How could you possibly have that much snowfall and not a single plow truck goes through?
I don't know, but...
Do they have plow trucks out in the Midwest or whatever?
Idaho is not the Midwest.
What is that?
Idaho is like, you know, the...
Isn't it
kind of
westy?
The rocky? It's definitely west, but Midwest would be like
east or west of the Rockies. That's what the radio audience wants to know.
It's kind of like part of and to the west.
Okay.
So where's the Midwest now?
The Midwest is like Minnesota and Michigan.
That's not west.
It's west of here. The Northwest Territory was like Ohio and Indiana.
I guess when I think of west and east, I kind of divide the country, you know, down the middle and figure whatever's on the west is in the west and whatever's on the east is in the east. I guess that's too simple.
The people that came up with these names were, you know, like Eastern Centric.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, like there's... New England, and then there's the Northeast, which is much larger,
right.
And then there's the Mid-Atlantic, and then there's the South, and then Southwest is not Southern California. No, no. Southwest is New Mexico and most of Texas.
Southwest doesn't include Southern California?
No, that's Pacific.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're here to set me straight on all this. But let's get to the comments section.
The comment
of this
section
story
is amazing. I just happened to have scrolled down.
Did they arrest him or just ticket him?
Just ticketed.
Okay, so they ticketed the dude for moving some snow around and some ridiculous ordinance violation of placing something dangerous.
Placing or depositing material on a public right-of-way that could be dangerous to person.
Let me give you a real quick geography lesson.
Yeah, thank you. I did go to geography class in, like, middle school.
The only states further west than Idaho are Washington and Oregon.
And, of course, Alaska.
Okay. Yeah, so it's not really Midwest, then.
Correct.
It's more like the West.
Yeah.
Sorry, I should have said that Washington and Oregon are directly west of Idaho.
Yes.
So, but it's not Pacific because it doesn't touch the Pacific.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
So some of these comments are absolutely priceless. One guy, ARA5353, says, I wonder if that cop saw me brushing the snow off of my car window and roof before driving it, if he would give me a ticket for placing or depositing material on a public right-of-way. Just when I think people can't be any dumber, someone goes and proves me wrong.
Yeah, this is pretty outrageous.
And then somebody responds to that, brushing your car, he'd take you to jail and shoot your dog. Uncle John says the cop was just doing his job. As a mindless revenue collector, I guess there were no kids' lemonade stands to shake down in the wintertime.
Zing. You know, I love these comments
here
because, you know, they really show how just pathetic the police look in these instances, and people know it. You know, they nobody asked for this service. There wasn't anyone who, I mean, I can't imagine any of this guy's neighbors called the cops on him.
Yeah. Travis and Fam says, sounds like they should fire the cop, too much time on his hands, and use that money to hire snowplow contractors.
Yeah. Wow.
First response to this is what we really need are more people who can and will take care of themselves and their neighbors.
Right.
Look at the big
this
pictures.
Is what, before you go on there, that's a great point, because this is one of the things that government does, and they do it well, but doing it well in this case is a bad thing. They intercede and they kind of make it comfortable for people to not know who their neighbors are, to rely on the government for things rather than relying on their neighbors, to contact the government when they have a problem with their neighbors. So rather than just going straight to the neighbor's door, knocking on it, introducing themselves, and or picking up the phone and calling them if they already know them, they call the government, complain to the government, and say so-and-so neighbor is doing X, Y, or Z, and then they want the government to go and do their dirty work for them, which is to have some sort of stern conversation, you know, with the neighbor and tell them, you better stop doing this or else.
And
it's not a neighborly thing to do.
Right. And a lot of times, you know, the people that wind up making the rules, they want people to rely upon government. They don't want people to do this. We can't allow everybody to just plow their street. There would be mayhem and chaos and anarchy. So we have to make a law saying that it's illegal for you to plow the street because only we know how to do that.
Yes, so it interferes and destroys, I think, relationships or relationships that could otherwise and would otherwise exist. They just eliminate that, and that's why I was giving them credit for doing well. It's not a good thing that they do it well, but they've basically disconnected people from one another and have made themselves seem like they're necessary for these things, when in point of fact, they're not. We could all handle these responsibilities, whether it's doing it ourselves or hiring somebody to do it, whether it's, you know, taking care of your property, moving snow around, keeping the roads safe. We don't
feeding your neighbors, and you've got a story about people that got arrested for that.
Oh, yeah. And you know, it's the cops, once again, who are clearly showing that they are not your friend. They are acting like an enemy. They are an occupying gang in any given territory, and it's too bad because I think, you know, it'd be nice if we could trust the police. It'd be nice if we could look to the police when there really was something wrong, like somebody breaking into a house or committing some sort of violent act against another human being. That's when you want the police to do the right thing. You don't want them out chasing after a plow guy or a marijuana smoker.
Right.
But because they spend so much time on this little crap, pulling over stop sign violations, speeding violations, all these things that have no victim whatsoever.
Right.
They ruin their own reputation.
But that's where the money is. The money comes from them going after people that have not created an actual victim.
That's right. They don't get money if they go and arrest a murderer.
And they're not beholden to their customers the way that people in private enterprises are.
That's because they keep getting paid no matter how bad they are.
Exactly.
So two more comments that I want to share. There's 70 of them.
Yeah.
Not reading all, but there's two more. Stacy says, so when are the police going to ticket the Pocatello Street Department? Last week, they blew snow off the sidewalks on Olympus from Fairway to Jerome and graded it on the road and didn't sand either. There are only so many places you can put snow. Sir, you are an awesome neighbor.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then Brad says, inept city hacks hate competition. I saw a neighbor with a plow accomplish more in our neighborhood in half an hour than the city did all year.
Wow. Well, you know, people are frustrated. They realize, at least the commenters here, realize the government's inept. They realize the government is inefficient.
And then a couple of people point out that he could have been cited because it says to place or allow to remain.
Mm.
He could have been cited if he
did not
plow. So you plow, illegal. You don't plow, also illegal.
Wow. Okay, so apparently he needs to go out there with a flamethrower to make the ice go away.
Yes.
That's the only solution to avoid a ticket.
Yes.
So what
but then he'd probably wind up getting cited for operating a flamethrower in Pocatello city limits without, you know, filling out an ID-10T form.
Is that what you need for a flamethrower, or did you just make that up?
ID-10T is just jot it down. Jot down ID-10T.
Okay.
And it spells out what you are.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I didn't have to write it down.
The idiot form. So whenever somebody asks you for something and you know, there's not actually a form, just tell them the ID-10T.
All right. So the question is, though, you know, what can we do about this? Obviously, the government is destroying people's freedoms. They are infringing upon your rights. People realize it. These people in this comment section are rightfully upset, and their comments are spot on. Although I do find myself wondering in those 70 comments, is there somebody, Daryl, who's like, yeah, stick it to that plow guy. How dare he break the rules? I'm just curious about that. I know you haven't had a chance to read them all, but if you find one coming up here during the news, I would be interested. Because I can't imagine anyone is willing to call to defend the government on this one. I mean, there are a lot of police apologists out there, but really, going after the plow guy for, you know, volunteer neighborly plow guy for helping out his elderly neighbors, that's what they're going after now?
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything where anybody is, you know, saying, congratulations, Top, you're a hero.
Not even the trolls came out for this one. All right, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's coming up. You can take control. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection,
and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.